our storytelling has always been forward-thinking, and in this case, they come from Inside Out, which takes place inside a young girl's mind, and they go to a dinosaur in a hypothetical world where the dinosaurs were not wiped out by meteors, if that's indeed what happened. But anyway, the dinosaurs are living the life of a rustic Western prairie family, and the story is really a typical Western, beautifully rendered with the type of animation that's made Pixar the gold standard when it comes to animation films. We see a young dinosaur named Arlo, who is a bit of a fraidy dinosaur, to coin a term, and he has a he comes across and befriends a young human dog, which in this alternate world, the human or Neanderthals, I guess, are dogs to the dinosaurs. And what we have is he loses his father, spoiler alert, Disney Bambi style, and then spends the movie regaining his, or be kind of the growing into an adult dinosaur and getting his groove on, basically. Sam Elliott plays a cattle rustling Tyrannosaurus Rex. He's fantastic. And the movie has really touching moments between the boy canine and the young dinosaur. Yeah, there's something magical about the world of animation, which allows these types of stories to be told. This type of storytelling is so magical because it's not something that could be created in a world without animation. So really the magic of storytelling shines through in these Pixar movies more than anything, because if somebody told you it's a Western starring dinosaurs with humans as their pet dogs, you wouldn't really understand. But when you watch the film, if you like Westerns and you like beautiful, expansive views like the John Wayne era Searchers type films, then you'll happily enjoy good dinosaur and this Pixar, and I tell you, they're going places.